back to this week's episode of Thick and Tired with Corinne and Cass.
Hello.
Hi, Corinne.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How was your week?
My week was busy. My Easter was busier.
Did you host Easter?
I host every holiday.
Oh, you're the hostess with the mostest.
Yeah, that's what they say.
How many people did you have?
Probably like 15, 16, 17, something like that.
Did you cook a ham and a lamb?
I cooked a ham. I would like to cook lamb, but nobody eats it. Like, the kids don't eat it.
My mom cooks it, but only like two people ate the lamb.
Oh.
But
isn't that what a gyro is?
Okay, so it's a leg of lamb on Easter. There's different parts of lamb. I like gyro lamb. I like lamb chops. Leg of lamb? Nope. Not for me.
Maybe I don't like it.
Have you ever had a leg of lamb?
I don't know now.
It's the leg of a lamb.
I understand.
You understand that it's a leg of a lamb?
I understand that it's a leg of a lamb. Oh, I'm just not sure if...
How was the shop this weekend?
It was crazy busy on Saturday. Like, it was so busy. I was like, where are these girls coming from? Like, we had 3 5 o'clock appointments alone. So I don't even know how many brides we took that day. And it was packed with alterations. It was so crazy. I like could not believe it.
Okay.
It was insane. Yeah. And Friday was really busy too. Most of last week was fairly busy.
Fairly.
It's just my word.
That is just, and literally is your word too.
Literally.
Wedding season is ramping up. I had a wedding.
That's crazy.
You know what the craziest part is?
Wait, you had a wedding Easter weekend? Like,
yes,
on
Friday,
Saturday?
On Good Friday.
Oh.
It was fantastic.
Oh.
My last April wedding is this weekend, which is crazy. April's done.
Yeah.
It's done.
Before you know it, we're going to be sitting here saying to everyone that Christmas is next week.
Well, I start working with my couples 3 months out, so I'm already into July. Like, my summer's over. I'm going to go shopping for a Halloween costume.
Well, that's a bit excessive.
Well, that's how I work, though. That's how my mind works.
Yeah.
It's just been so busy. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, what can I do to, like, unwind? What is, like, so self-love. People think self-love is, like, a face mask and, like, a bubble bath. But, like, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
Do you want to know how I unwind? And this is going to be really, like, some people find this very odd.
Yes.
I go for fucking drives.
Okay.
I grab a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to have a drink. Like, I have to have
a
nice coffee.
Yeah. Do you need a snack too or just the drink?
No, just a nice coffee.
Just the drink.
And I will drive down Ocean Parkway because I live in Babylon.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
And I will go down. I will do the loop. I will go around that little water tower by Jones Beach and come all the way back.
Wow.
And that's how I rest. And everyone's like, you like drive? I love driving.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
I will drive local.
You drive too.
I drive, but I keep it more local nowadays. I used to drive way more. Like, I'd be like, oh, I'm just going out east and just like take a random drive like out to like God's country and not even know where the hell I was.
Right.
But now as I'm getting older, I'm noticing I'm getting like a little driving anxiety, which is odd for me because I used to love to drive.
That's such a middle-aged woman thing.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Like, no, it's like I'm too far from home. And then I'm like, wait, I'm around, nothing's here. Like, what if something?
Where do you drive to? Do you drive in a
park?
It's
more like, what if I have to go to the bathroom?
Oh, it's more like if I have to take a shit.
Basically.
I get that.
I'm like, what if?
That's why my leisurely drives are in the afternoon, because if I have a nice coffee in the morning when I'm dropping off Scarlett, like, there was a time where I called Rob, I'm like, you have to come and pick Scarlett. Like, you have to come and Scarlett has to go into your car and wait to walk into school because I need to go home and go to the bathroom. This happened.
Oh, yeah. No, I get that. Yeah.
I'm like, I gotta go. He's like, all right. And thank God he works fucking 2 minutes away.
It's so funny because it's like the one thing that people don't talk about, but it happens to everyone.
That you're gonna shit your pants?
Literally.
It happens. Gianna? Do you have to shit your pants sometimes?
No, Gianna,
do you poop?
No.
I feel like she doesn't poop.
She doesn't.
Gianna doesn't poop.
No. Her and Sam, they don't poop.
Sam Seda?
No, that's Sam. She poops.
Oh. You're Sam?
Yeah, little Sam. Gianna and Sam don't do stuff like that. They have no bodily functions. They don't do anything.
You don't like, you know what?
They don't talk about it.
No,
they don't make jokes about it.
No.
No.
You know what is weird?
And then there's me and Sid.
When people don't talk about pooping. It's weird to me.
A lot of people don't talk about, like, that stuff.
Yeah, no,
it makes people uncomfortable.
Does it make you uncomfortable? No.
Gia does not like poop humor.
I won't poop
anywhere. Right, Gia?
Correct.
See?
I I won't poop anywhere but my own house.
Oh, well.
But I will talk about it till the day is... I will talk about it till the day is long. What is that word saying?
Yeah, till, yeah, it's like so, till, as the day is long.
As the day is long. Yeah. I don't care.
It's something weird. Anyway. So I don't
self-love. What do you do? I feel like you're a big cosmetic, like...
I'm like, she thinks I'm drinking Cosmos. That's no, how I relax.
I feel like you're... I also like to lay in bed and doom.
Yeah, scroll. I was like, what do you think? Like, guess. Because you probably not guess it. Go ahead. I'll wait.
What, yours?
Yeah. Because you said I feel like you're a big cosmetic. You think like I'm face, sitting like in my fucking
mask.
Room.
Yes, I do. I think you're like a face mask.
I do face masks, but that's not how I unwind. That's like my like, once a week if I can. Sometimes I haven't been able to do it in a while.
You know, I don't...
Like, that's, like, my everything shower night where I'm, like, okay, I'm exfoliating. Oh. I'm doing all of this.
Dusting.
But that's not... No, I do that every day.
I feel... You know, what do you do? I feel like that's your thing.
So, my big thing is I will go to, like, Starbucks. Sometimes I'll get, like, a decaf or a lemonade because, you know, the caffeine thing. And a lot of times I go down by the water. That's, like, my church down there.
Yes.
And I put my music on. But, like, if I didn't have my music, I could care less about the drink. I'll have a water with me.
No, you need a beverage in the car. You need a beverage.
Yeah, I always have like a water, but I'm saying like if I don't have like, because I don't drink coffee like that anymore. So if I don't have a coffee, I'm not like.
Every time you post that you're by the water, I'm like, all right, bitch, what's wrong?
No, I just do that. If there's nothing wrong, that's my go-to.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's literally, if you see me at the water, it doesn't mean, it means that that's where I'm going. I need to clear my head. Yeah. That's how I unwind.
So you drive and park. I just drive.
Yeah, I'll drive and park by the water. I'll find a cute little spot or I'm in my room. Like the minute I come home, the thing is worse, and you know too, you're so social all day, especially when you're doing weddings on the weekend.
Yes.
And from being in the shop, it's so social
that
when I go home, my battery is so depleted that I can't function. So the kids know too. They're like, she's upstairs. Like, we're not even gonna.
Yeah.
Like, the door's closed. I'm like doing the doom scroll, like you say. And I'm just like in my own.
I have that.
My AirPods are in at all times. And I'm just.
You know what really freaks me out? When some people like self love.
Yeah.
What they do to calm down. Like, oh, I bake.
Do you bake?
Do you go into your kitchen, you pull out a recipe, you take out bowls and mix stuff, and that's how you unwind by working?
I mean,
working?
Listen, to each their own, but that is, to me, cooking and, well, I like to bake more than cook, but I don't do it to relax. So, like, I'm like, oh, this seems fun. Yeah. Like, you know what'll happen? Okay.
It's like their therapy.
What? I'll wake up on, like, you know, like that first crisp fall day.
Yes.
Okay, all of a sudden, I'll come out of the room. I'll, like, emerge. Like, my fall, my autumn self.
I'll emerge from my room on the autumnal day.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know what? I feel like making a soup and some banana bread today. Like, and then I'll make it, and, like, for a couple days, I go strong. I'm like, I'm going to do this all fall long. And I'm like, after, like, two recipes, I'm like, no, fuck it. I'm just back to my...
Some people make, like Sam, Seda. Like, she cooks. What?
I mean, she cooks, yeah.
But, like, that's, like, is that, like, her therapy? Like, I feel like that's her therapy.
Well, I don't know. We'd have to ask
people
her.
That do manual labor and, like, it's just my therapy. I need to do, like, what? Like, men, oh, I'm going to go build a shed in the backyard. It's my therapy. I'm like, really? I'm like, my therapy is laying braless in bed and scrolling through Instagram. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
What is Rob's? Because Paul's is, like, literally sitting in his man recliner and watching television.
I don't know.
That's the way he, like, unwinds. And I come home to that shit, by the way.
What's Rob's? What does he do to unwind?
Yeah.
Let's ask him.
Doesn't he play rugby?
My husband? He doesn't play fucking rugby.
I always think that Rob plays rugby.
We have a 4-year-old. There really is no unwinding. I'm going to say, like, he will watch the. Rob, what do you do? What do you do for, like to unwind? What do you do to unwind? Like, I go for a drive. What do you do?
I go to work.
No, what do you do to unwind, Rob? Like, what do you do to unwind? Hit golf balls.
I go.
Hits golf balls. All right, thank you. Bye. He goes and he hits golf balls. That's what he does. Which, like, I get that. Fine.
So that's like Paul on his motorbike.
Yeah.
His motorbike. That's what I call it, not a motorcycle.
His motorbike. Because I want to be juvenile English. Thing,
so I, no, I just think it's cute. So I'm like, I'll go home and I'll be like, oh, dad's on his motorbike. Because I'm English.
He goes for a ride.
I'm not English. I just want to be English. I'm channeling my inner Brit. Yeah, he goes for a ride. That's like his thing. Yeah. And he has like two of them, so.
Does he?
He has like one that's like a, they're both Harleys.
Is he a but that's not like a man?
Yeah, he's a motorcycle guy. Like that's his thing. He loves it.
Really?
And it's, you want to hear something funny? When he went to go buy the motorcycle, I went with him to Harley and I went in and the salesman was like, you're fine with this? And I was like, what do I care? It's his, what do I care what he does with his life? Like if he wants to get on a motorcycle,
right.
And like, that's on him. Like, I'm not getting on the motorcycle. But he's like, do you know how many wives come in here? And they're like, absolutely not. Under no circumstances are you getting a motorcycle. And then they yell. The one lady yelled at the salesman. How could you? He said that she was like, how could you let my son buy a motorcycle?
I remember you telling
me
the story. And he was
like, your son is 24 years old. I can't tell him.
I don't think I would care, honestly, for all. My dad has a motorcycle.
I could see that.
My dad is my dad's a deacon. At a Catholic church, and he has a motorcycle. When he was younger,
does he have a skull on the motorcycle?
Yes, I believe it.
Your dad's like a deadhead,
my
right?
My dad. No, so my dad has the Grim Reaper tattoo. My mom's gonna watch. Like, why are you telling everyone about your father? My dad has the Grim Reaper.
I knew it.
Riding a motorcycle that says "Live to Ride, Ride to Live" in the flames of hell. He's got an eagle here for an eagle.
That's literally priceless.
Scout.
Yeah.
And then he has something else. I don't really remember. But yeah.
So like, your dad's like the cool dad.
Yeah.
And deacon.
Then he's like a cool
holy man.
Yeah. He's like a cool holy roller. He's a holy roller.
Yeah.
And then I found his old motorcycle helmet and it says on the back, Charlie Mad Dog on Wheels. That's what his nickname was. So in Queens, he was like the bad guy. He's like the bad boy.
So when did he become a deacon? Like
later
on.
Yeah.
So like your parents were already married.
Yes.
And your dad was like, Mom, I think I want to be a deacon.
Yes. Like God, he, you know, I
yeah,
mean,
he
whatever
found
happened,
God.
He found God and like he, you know. It,
yeah.
And now it's
does he regret
years.
His tattoos or he's still a motorcycle
no, he,
guy?
He's still a motorcycle guy.
Oh, so he still rides.
100%. I'm
that's
like,
amazing.
Mom, where's dad? He's off for a drive. And
yeah,
then
that's,
he'll send.
That's Paul.
Yes. And he'll send us like random photos from the family chat, like of like the sunset.
Oh,
he's
that's
out
cute.
For a drive.
Yeah. That's what Paul does.
Yeah.
He says it's like a freeing.
Yeah.
I'm like, go for it.
Listen,
if that's what, do you, man. Do
some
you.
Some people do meth. Some men cheat. So let them go on the fucking motorcycles. Speaking of men.
Those are definitely things that are comparable.
I don't know.
I go to the gym.
I go to the gym. Yeah, like
a and I washed my car. I had a very manly, like, relaxed.
Is that your therapy? Wash it.
Wash
see, that's labor. I don't get that shit. Like, how is that relaxing?
I sweat.
Yeah?
I think it's because I need to get so fucking tired and sleep. Really good. I'm so on.
So if you had a stressful day, you're like, I need to unwind, you're going to go grab a soap bucket and wash the car?
No, she's going to go to the gym, and that sounds terrible, by the way.
Yes.
She goes out.
We listen and we don't judge.
I'm judging. Sorry, Kai. Sorry, Kai. I know. Well, listen, I mean, I've just never been that person. Even if I had to go like on the treadmill or like I was working out or whatever, it wasn't something that like relaxed me. Like walking outside is like my worst nightmare.
Oh, I like walking.
No, I don't want to walk. I don't want to walk like that. I'll walk on the treadmill, but I don't want to go outside and take a walk. Like, don't ask
I'd
me. I don't want to go
walk.
For a jog. Like that sounds
I'd
like
I'd rather
horrific.
Walk outside. I'm like that
get
person that
here.
Waves to everybody.
I'll go to like a town and walk around. But I'm not, don't, where are we going?
Corinne's like, I will go to a boutique.
Where are we going? Outside. Well, let's go for a walk. Okay, where? Like, I need a destination. I'm going to walk around the circle of a block and
you
come back to my
just,
house.
Oh, so you can't just like walk.
No. That's
oh, I love
boring.
It.
I'm literally in hell in my brain. Like, I'm like, this is, it's like water torture. It's terrible.
Okay, calm the fuck down.
I can't help it. Like, I'm so in my head when I'm walking. Even like for a while, we were like, the kids were like, and Paul were like, oh, let's do bike rides. I'm like, okay. And then I'm like,
where are we riding our bike?
Where are we
to?
Riding?
So you need
but when I went to Lake George, I was like, oh, this is nice. But I don't want to ride bikes around my neighborhood and like look at everybody else's house. I only want to look at my own house.
Look at the light tree in the back. How is the tree doing in the front of the
it's
house?
Still there.
What colors are we at? Still
we're
spring?
Easter. We're pink, yellow, light green, light blue.
I
it's like
what
a
they're
friggin'
do for some, well, they're definitely gonna do red, they're definitely gonna do red, white, and blue for 4th of July.
I don't even know if they're like...
Oh, 100% they're doing that. Stop.
Well,
you know
for 4th of July, probably. But who knows if these people are even patriotic. I have no idea.
They're going to put some colors up on that tree for summer, Corinne. You know they are.
What color are you doing for summer? They're probably going to keep it the Easter colors.
Like summer is like orange, yellow.
We'll find out tonight.
I'm going to just like...
Are they going to... Why? They switch it tonight?
Probably because Easter just ended.
But what are they going to switch it to? There's nothing
they're
for May.
They're going to switch it to red, white, blue.
Oh,
for Memorial Day, which is next month.
Or like, what is like, I guess summer colors like yellow and green. What the hell?
That's why I just said bitch. I said fucking like this. Like tropical, okay?
Wait, just take around. Them down. I don't like them. What?
If you don't like walking around, what do you do in like a new city on vacation?
That's different because I'm walking around like, okay. Like I'm at like a, like if I like we went to, we go to Ocean City and like walk the boardwalk because I'm going in and out of stores. Like I have a.
You need to shop, bitch. That's what you.
No, I don't need to buy. I mean, I like to buy things. Yeah. But like, whoa. I don't need to buy anything, but like I need to have like a like a destination, like a thing. Like, what are we doing? Like, I don't want to just walk. Like, I don't know. I just can't.
Okay, well, I'll never ask you to go for a fucking leisurely walk somewhere.
I mean, what, like,
no, fuck, you're good. Whatever. You already stated your case. I'm good. back to men and like motorcycles. I have a question for you. I was just thinking about this the other day, and someone just said something to me here while we were here. Why are men so confident? Why are men so confident and women are the ones like crying in a corner about themselves? But meanwhile, you'll have some random Joe Schmo out there who looks like a toenail, who thinks he's like God's greatest gift to the world. And then these girls are over there crying like they're not good enough for them. Did you just say something to me? You were watching a show?
Yeah, like, you know, reality love shows.
Yeah.
Dating shows.
And these girls are like, oh my God, I'm not, like, I don't know why. And he's hideous. I don't get
because
it.
Because girls like to cry over men that they're not, that are not worthy of them.
Yeah, but why reason. Are...
Because girls are grown up to be like, do better, be better, look pretty, do this. And women raise their sons and mean like, you're the best little man in the world. And then they fuck it. No offense. I know you have a boy. But like, it gives them like, it gives them like, but with girls, you know, we try to tell our little girls to like, be, you know, like, you're beautiful, blah, right. blah, but it's not the same. Like, yeah. Boys' egos start at a young age with their yeah. mother, where your father doesn't, I don't know, it's just different. That's where I think
well,
it comes from.
Well, that's a little
from.
Fucking deep. I was going to be like, well, social media. Like,
well, social media, too,
rips
but
apart females, but not men. That? You never see anyone, you don't see, like, George Clooney up on the screen being like, oh, he's looking a little old these days with his wrinkles. You say, oh, Silver Fox, like well, George Clooney. Meanwhile. I mean,
to be fair, George Clooney's hot.
Hot as fuck. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, other, you know, like, other women, like Pam Anderson, when she started not wearing makeup. Well, people started, like.
I know.
Say, what do you have to say? What?
Because, I can't say it.
No, so you can say it. Say it.
I can't say it because I think, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm just like, you're going to the Oscars. You couldn't, like, put a little. Like,
no. I disagree, bitch.
I know you do.
Why does she? Why cool. do you have to wear makeup?
You don't have to, but I'm just like, I don't know. I just, I don't know. But
you fucking wear camisoles to bed at night and iron your lingerie.
Yeah, but if I'm going out, I get dressed appropriately yeah, for the occasion.
She's saying F you. She's saying F the society standards. Why do females have to always...
She doesn't have to. Like, I'm not saying she has to, but for me, I wouldn't. Like, same thing with, like, Alicia Keys. Like, when they all did it, I was just like, I think they're not... In my head, I'm like, what is the point of it? Like, they're like, oh, we're taking a stand. Well, we're not yeah. making makeup. We're not wearing makeup. And I'm just like, okay, great. Why do we have to make a big production of it? Then don't fucking wear makeup.
They weren't making a big production. Everyone
Alicia Keys made a big production. And I like Alicia Keys. I love
was
her.
Was she, though? I think she just, like, came yeah, out there on
was
the red
like
carpet
a,
one day.
There was, like, a movement like, where women were like, we're not going to wear makeup because... We don't have to. Okay, so then don't. Why do you have to make right. a big production out of it? Who
all right,
so
you don't
do?
Like the production. Well, Pamela Anderson didn't make a big production out of it. Mm. She did not say, hey, bitches, I'm not wearing makeup. She just showed up one day looking beautiful. Like, I'm just saying, this goes back to why are, like, you don't see, when men's appearances change, you yeah. don't, no one writes about them.
Well,
it's the truth.
I think it depends, too, because there's a lot of men in Hollywood now that are getting plastic surgery and, like, fillers and like Botox and stuff, and I'm like, some of these guys do not look like they are aging well.
I think
but
that.
They don't think they're not,
yeah,
so that's what I'm saying. Like, we're saying in their heads men yeah. think who I am, and we're all doting over
but
them.
Not even that, I see it in, like, not celebrities. I see it in real life, like high school. So I remember when my sister Bridget yeah. was, I used to pick her up from high school. These little cute, like, these girls are so freaking pretty. Like, these,
oh, yeah, and
you
they're
know,
dating
whatever.
These, like...
And then these fucking disgusting wearing SpongeBob pajamas and Crocs. I'm like, what is... I'm like, who is that?
Yeah.
And they're, like, throwing themselves
like,
all over these men.
Him, but we all did the same shit.
No, I feel like it's
You don't think you did
days.
That?
No, because...
Why?
No, because, like, I grew up on... Like, the men, like, they don't... Well, the boys... back when I was growing up don't look like the boys now. First of all, what's with the floppy hair? What's with the floppy men haircut? What is that, Gianna? Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like all just these
like
guys,
a lot of hair that's like
old. Where's the clean cut? Like, you know what I'm talking about?
But didn't they have long hair in like
perms?
The 60s?
The boys are getting perms.
Yeah, but I feel like didn't that was like a thing in the 60s too.
No, I understand, but I feel like they just don't look like I don't know. It's just,
I don't disagree with you. Like, make no mistake. Like, I'm not
make no mistake.
I don't disagree with you. I'm always like I'm like, Gianna, give me your Tinder. Let me swipe through.
Oh my god, Gianna, you have a Tinder?
Sorry, Gianna. She doesn't care.
You know what we're gonna be doing next episode. We're gonna get a fucking, what do you call those things?
A screen.
We're gonna get a screen and a projector, and we're gonna play a game.
Gianna's like, okay, cool.
Gianna's like, I am quitting.
Do you know?
Thank
wait,
you.
Gianna, can I say why you got kicked off? Gianna got kicked off of
Hinge.
You got
kicked off Tinder?
No,
she got kicked off of Hinge because she had too many matches, and she wasn't like talking to all of them, so they thought that she was like a bot, I guess.
So they thought you were spam.
So now she went back on, and they were like, they kicked her off again because they were like, no, we told you that you can't be on Hinge anymore. So basically, Hinge is telling women that if you can have 100 losers match with you, but if you're not going to talk to them, then fuck you, you're off the app.
This is a great topic to talk about. That's fucked
up. That's bullshit.
100%.
Basically, Gianna was like, no, these people don't match with me. I think she talked to a couple of people, right?
Yeah.
But, like, nothing that was,
but
like...
then they weren't...
So, basically, settle or you're fucking off. Get the fuck out of here.
Tag Hinge on this post.
Hinge, tag you em. Suck. And let my daughter back on, because I want to swipe right on her shit.
Too? Wait, this is a thing? Girls are getting warned? You got a warning?
No. Oh, I thought you said
here she comes. She's like, hold on, I have a story.
What I got was I wasn't allowed to swipe anymore because I wasn't messaging them.
What's the point?
I'm too young to get, I mean, so is Gianna, but I'm too young.
Is this
to
a thing?
Yes,
is this a thing?
Clearly, we have two people right here that are saying it. So if you are like, if you have high standards and you're like, I'm not messaging these people, it's not what I'm looking for, they're basically booting you and being like, well, too bad, fuck you. You
Isn't
can't be on
the
app or
app?
You're getting a warning.
That's the point of an app,
well,
to see what's
matched with them.
Yeah, but, well, you matched, yeah, but they're saying, like...
Well, they weren't already up to your standards if you matched with them.
Well,
yeah, but you're...
Looks aren't everything,
like,
Gia!
Yeah, but there's something that you... For whatever reason, you didn't talk to them.
What is the... Wait. What does the warning say? What does it say? Do we have verbiage? Yeah.
It probably says...
Gianna, look this up.
It says, basically, like, you have too many matches. Like, why don't you talk to the people you have now? I didn't even get a warning.
But you have the option to unmatch them. Match them if you want to restart, but that's just a lot of work.
Is
and
Tinder?
I said, I'll go to another app.
Back in my day, when I was on the Tinder,
do you know what we had a bar? In Port Jeff, and we all went to the bar for dollar bottles, and that's where you met your hookups for the night. So get out of here with all these fucking dating apps.
Oh my
god. I'm going
god.
Back to the old school. Bring me back to the 90s any fucking day.
I would have loved that. You know that I asked Rob? I would have loved it because I'm a very outgoing person. I said to Rob, though, I go, Rob, if we would have met at a bar, would you have come up to talk to me? He said, absolutely not.
Why?
Because he wasn't that kind of guy. I'm like, I would have went up and spoke to you. He's like, yeah, I know. He's like, and I probably would have been really shy and not spoke to you back. So, like, the app kind of helped. Meanwhile, I would have talked to anybody. Like,
I'm not saying the app. We just didn't. That was not a thing. Like, we
no,
didn't have
I know,
dating
I get it,
app.
But that's the way of
and
the
that's
world.
Not to say that people that I graduated with didn't find
right.
their matches, like, on dating apps later on. But in the moment, in the 90s, like, you literally, like, my boyfriends in high school, like, I met them because, like, I met them. Like, oh, hi, how are you?
Right.
Oh, my friend Tammy or I was with someone. Oh, this is my
world.
Friend Corinne. Oh, she's fucking hot. All right, yeah, let's get it on, dude. You know what I mean?
I know, but
let's go.
That's not the way of the world these
Get it
days.
On meaning date, not like get it on.
You sure about that? Heard you were a hoe.
I was not a hoe.
Are you? Yeah, but like honestly though, that's the way of the world now though, you know?
I'll go back to that.
I was a Tinderella.
I know. You got a Tinder touchdown.
Tinder touchdown. He was a Tinder touchdown.
You really need to, you need to like copyright that.
What, a Tinderella?
No, a Tinder touchdown.
No, I think that's a thing, Tinder touchdown.
You said, last time I said, is that a thing? And you said no.
No, I think it is a thing, a Tinder touchdown, right?
From you.
Oh, really? Wow.
I think that's,
I'm fucking brilliant.
I never heard it until you said it.
Tinder touchdown. Tag Tinder in this.
I'll tag them.
A Tinder touchdown. Our engagement party fucking theme was Tinder. The invite looked like the Tinder app.
I think I've seen
it. It was like two little flames. It was cute.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I have to sneeze. Hold on.
You met Paul at work.
Yeah.
You met your husband. Whoa. Bless you. That was. Should I scream and make a big deal about it?
Yes. No, you just caught me off guard. I'm literally warning you. I have to sneeze.
And belittle me?
Belittle you? Get the fuck out of here.
And berate me?
Yeah, I met Paul at work, the old fashioned way.
Okay, fine. My parents went to kindergarten together.
I've never met anybody on a dating. Oh.
Yeah, because you've been with Paul for 55 fucking
years. No, but. Yeah, but me and Paul did break up for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, in the middle. But I'm trying to think if I... Did I go... I think I met, two people on a dating app.
Yeah, let's
play. And then one was, like, a stalker guy, and I was like, never again will I do this. And I was off, deleted everything, and that was it.
No, Tinder got... I was...
poof, out.
When I was on Tinder, it was, like, when it was kind of, like, oh, my God, it was, like, it's different now. It's 10 times different now, Tinder. Like, it's not, like, what it used to be.
I just didn't... I literally have zero experience with that.
I loved it. I used to... Well, I love my husband now.
Because it wasn't, like, Tinder and stuff that we had. Like, I just didn't...
Right. Well, when you think about it, like, our parents all met each other not online. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's always like, oh, we met in college, or, like, oh, they grew up together. Like, you know, that's how, like, my parents...
Oh, yeah, they went to high school together. Their high school switched...
My parents went to kindergarten together.
So your parents are high school sweethearts?
No, because he was, like, the bad guy, and she was, like...
So when did they get together?
I don't... Like, after it, they got together. Mm. After high school, after college.
Oh, but they knew each other through
school. But they knew each other. Like, my mom said my dad used to, like, suck on his tie in kindergarten, and the nuns used to, like, fucking smack him. Because the nuns used to fucking smack you back in the day.
That's weird.
Now the teacher can't even raise their voice like Alyssa Cole News 12.
My mom's been married a couple times.
Your mom's married now. Congratulations, Moomy.
Yeah, congratulations, Mom. She's a married lady. That. She's made an honest woman out of her now.
Does she listen?
Sometimes.
My mom made me feel like crap because I curse a lot. But, like, I can't help it. I curse. That's what I do.
It's an adult podcast. It's not for
children. But not even that. But I curse with my clients, too. And then Rob said something to me. But, like, that it is what it is. Like, I'm booked. I'm booked and blessed. So people like it, apparently. You don't have to like it. I just, that's me. I curse.
I think it's who you are. It's not the cursing. I think that you're a very boisterous person.
Yes.
And, yeah, you are dramatic. Yeah. But, like, in a good way, not, like, in a bad way. And I feel like if you all of a sudden stop cursing, I'd be like,
people be like, are you okay? Weird. Go to the hospital.
But our personalities are actually very different from each other. And, like, and I curse.
I agree.
And I don't know. I agree. I just feel like a lot of... Do you
same,
curse?
Same, but different.
I'm from New York.
Yeah, I'm from New York. No, we're all from New fucking York. New York, man.
As she lights up a cigarette. Yeah.
He'll get me my fucking
cigarette. It's just what I do, but Rob's like a businessman. You know what I mean? Like,
so he's
like
Paul, but he curses like a truck driver.
Yeah.
I probably curse more than Paul does, actually, now that I think about it now. Paul's awful. Bad.
Like, no, I feel like the C word. I love the C word.
Oh, no, we don't say words like that. Like, Kathy made those words. I'm not going to joke. I'm not kidding. Like, you say those words, and when we first started being friends, I was like, oh, God, I can't with that word.
You didn't like it.
No, it's not. I didn't. I don't care if other people say it, mm-hmm. but I was like, I heard it a lot with her.
Did it shock you
at first? Not shocked me, but I was like, oh. So now, though, like, I'm almost, like, deaf to it. Like, if you say it, I don't even hear it anymore.
I'll say it, like, I'll use it, like, as an adjective.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very European. If you go to Europe, they say it all the time.
I think the British say it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. If anyone doesn't know, because I don't think people understand the see you next Tuesday. I'm looking Siobhan at you, Kai. Siobhan did get it.
Photos by Siobhan. Thank you so much. We said it and she's like, oh my gosh.
She knew
it
immediately,
you.
But I think a lot of people don't know. We should put a poll up and see if people understand.
What does see you next Tuesday stand for? And...
No, I don't think that people are real. I don't think people are putting two and two together. People know what see you next Tuesday means. I don't think that people realize that at the end of the podcast, we say see you next Tuesday. And yes, our podcast airs on Tuesday, but there's a reason that we say, like, we did that on purpose.
Well, surprise.
Because that's Cassie's favorite word.
It's my favorite word ever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
All right, whatever, man.
All right, in summarization, men suck. Don't be so confident. All right, you're hideous. And
it's so funny how we go off the topic. So, like, we do, but we don't.
But no, we truly do. Okay, you said something really funny to me over the weekend.
What was it? Because I don't have a memory
anymore.
And
now I want to talk about it. This is a really good topic.
Okay.
What are some of your what are some of your beauty icks and fashion icks? Like, what are some things that you see and you're just like, whatever? You said to me, why do people wear...
Oh,
say it.
The large headbands. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry if I'm offending anyone. Every time I see them, I'm like, why are you wearing that thing on your
head? Is it headbands in general or is it like big
ones? No. It's, like, it's only the ones. Big ones.
Yes.
It's only those... Because I
bring up the... Bring up an example. Oh, bring up an example.
I don't have a phone. So I can't bring up an example.
Ja, but bring
I
up
can,
a sample.
I can plug one in. Gia, can you grab me a headband? We have them in the store, so there you go.
You have them in the store? You give it to me. I want to put one on. I don't mind them.
No,
I think they're cute. Give me.
What? I've never seen you wear that.
Okay, do you know what my mom used to do to my... Gia? Yes.
I'd rather you wear, like, one of Scarlett's bows. Because those bows are ginormous.
No, this is not...
These aren't even that big.
This.
That's
Let
for
me
your
see.
No, that's for makeup.
I hate
No,
those.
That's...
They don't look
bad,
though.
I hate that.
I'm talking about this.
No, that's cute. The makeup headbands. Those are fine. It's these when the girls wear the... I see so many girls. Hold on.
Okay, hate
Corinne, you actually look cute with it.
Oh, no.
Maybe it's not so bad. It's terrible.
No, it's not.
You look like... Actually, you look cute with it.
My mom in school didn't know what to do with my curly hair, so she used to put a headband on and go like this with it.
Yeah. Everybody did that, Cass.
Oh, God.
So here I am looking like the milkmaid.
I hate to bring it up again.
Looking like I'm about to go birth a fucking lamb in my backyard.
The girl on Traders, the minute she walked out, poverty. I always say her name wrong.
It's not bad, though.
It's, get it the fuck off. So.
They have designer ones, like a Gucci.
Yeah, I hate them. She comes out of on the show, season 2. Yeah.
That looks fine on her. You're a bully.
You're not allowed to wear those.
Go ahead. Poverty season 2.
So she comes out, and immediately I look at Sid and Gianna and Paul, and I go, this girl better not wear these headbands the entire season. And what did she do? She had a headband for every
episode. What's her
name? Poverty.
Poverty. I kind of like the name, but what is it from? Traders?
Traders, yeah.
Traders.
She was good on Survivor.
Headband.
She was good on Survivor. She didn't have her stupid headband on Survivor.
Oh, wait. It's a Reddit thing. It's a Reddit thing.
The headband?
Yeah, they have a whole thing on Reddit.
I'm not surprised.
Oh.
It's horrible. Let me...
I don't know.
I literally hate it.
Do you know? Okay, this...
No, yeah. You don't understand. I have such a hatred for these headbands. Whenever I'm sorry. I feel so... If you're wearing it, I'm not judging.
She's completely fucking judging
you. I just am like, oh, God, the headband. Like, that's it. People are going to come into the store and wear a headband and immediately be like, she hates me.
There was a...
I'm so sorry.
I had a wedding, and it was a pretty upscale wedding. And the sister-in-law wore this, and, like, they had a lot of fucking money. The sister-in-law wore this gorgeous Gucci, like, designer hot pink dress with a giant fucking headband. Giant headband. So that's your fashion ick.
It's just...
Do you know what mine is? Different, when people wear different shades of black. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, when you have like a black top and a black pants.
But like you're wearing leggings and you want to wear a black shirt and like the leggings are a little stale and they've been in the wash too many times. You know what I'm trying to talk about?
Yeah.
And like it doesn't, you know what I'm saying? And they don't match. Yeah. Like mismatched shades of black. There's such a thing.
No, there is such a thing.
There is such a thing. Yeah.
I'm not like completely opposed to it, but I do notice it.
Yeah.
And if I'm doing something myself, I try not to do it, but it is hard when you're wearing like black pants. You have to have like a certain type of black.
You also have to know how to do wash. Black clothes, it's cold. You put it in cold water. Black clothes go in cold.
Well, yeah.
Wash them in cold water. Yeah. Some people don't do that. I think that's like
colored. Yeah. Colored clothes go in cold. Right. And then does anyone separate anymore?
Do
you separate?
100% I separate.
Really? Well, you know, to be fair, I don't really have a lot of white clothes.
No, you don't. You're a dark bitch. You're a gothic ass hoe.
No, I'm not. It's just that we wear black to work. So.
And if I have white, I honestly get a dry clean because no matter what, my whites don't stay white. So I have to take
I like to drop things
Another
off,
yeah. One of my like icks are when your foundation doesn't match your neck or you don't blend it.
Wait.
Girls.
Do I have it? Oh my God, I hate that too.
Just always down. Always down. Always. And if you don't know your foundation color, ask somebody in Sephora or Ulta.
Mm-hmm. Or ask a friend, they'll tell you.
And then my last one, logos.
Logos?
Yeah, I just like don't like when people wear logos. Like if you want to buy a cute... No. If you want to buy like a cute little Gucci sweater or like whatever, like, or okay, the shirts that literally just say Gucci, like, I just, I don't know.
What about a pocketbook?
Pocketbooks I'm fine with.
Because you're wearing your LV bags.
No, I have my that LV bag doesn't have the logo on it. It's very small, but my brown LV bag,
yeah,
the big one, it does have the logo.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking more like...
You're talking more like clothing.
Like, if you're... If you went out and splurged and brought, like, a Balenciaga shirt and it just says Balenciaga on it, like...
Like, you feel like those people are, like, shouting.
No. Maybe, yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Do you have any other...
Yeah. So, I think, like, probably... Well, everyone hate... Oh, the shark bites. Tops and dresses. Oh. I don't understand them. I do have one.
Tell people what that is, because I didn't know what that was at first.
The shark bite is the one that like comes to the point, so, or it has
like a handkerchief.
Yes, like a handkerchief. So they call it shark bite. I guess handkerchief is the shark same bite. Thing. Wah. I do have a handkerchief skirt. I have two of them from City Chic that I actually love, but they have like ruffles on the bottom, so you don't notice it as much.
Okay.
But like a shark bite shirt.
Yeah.
It's such like a plus size, like, oh, this is what you should wear.
Yes.
Like, well, cold shoulder tops, shark bites, handkerchiefs. What else? I don't even know.
Floral prints.
Leopard.
I don't hate on leopard. I like a little pop of leopard.
Yeah, a pop. But if I go to a store or if I go online to a designer where it's all plus size clothes, why am I seeing everything in leopard?
Yes, I agree.
Is that the
I agree
only,
there.
What is
the
going
cold
on?
Shoulder tops, Semi? I hate
cold shoulder tops. I hate them.
Yes.
I don't know. Will we talk?
High low.
A high low is horrible.
Empire
too.
Waist. Peplum tops. That's a big.
You're not really going to talk about peplum.
I do. I like. I kind of like peplum tops.
Yeah,
but
especially because you're always trying to steal mine.
Okay, bitch. You never wear them.
I do.
And you should give them to me. But I'm just saying. Like, some stores, their plus size section, it's all peplum tops, it's all leopard print,
that's
it's
true,
all florals.
Yeah.
Even Torrid's kind of annoying me. Actually, they're a little bit elevated these days. They have their Festy line out, which is nice.
Yeah, and they have some other line that they're
But a couple years
too.
Ago, it was all like, oh, if I want to get, it's like all like cold shoulder tops and like Harry Potter, like it would have like the owl. I'm like, I'm not, what are you doing?
Why are you a grown woman?
Well, that's what I'm
saying. We've talked about this before. Yes. A grown woman does not need things like owls on her clothes.
Skulls.
Unicorns.
Skulls.
Skulls.
Oh,
fine.
My God.
What else? Teddy bears. Like, stop. Bows. I love a good pattern. Don't get me wrong. But I don't need... Why are you giving us childish patterns? Like, give me a good chevron.
Yeah. What's that? The black and white?
No, the one that's like...
Doop. Yeah. Yes.
Well, it doesn't have to be black.
Give me a good chevron.
Okay. I don't even need chevron. I just
give me a good chevron.
A paisley. Like, I'm like trying to think. Even that's terrible.
Right.
Like, they put like a lot of plus size people in like paisley print. Like, get out of here. Like, not everything. That's why I like City Chic. I'm not going to lie.
No, I like City. I like Shitty Chic.
Shitty Chic.
I like Eloquii. I like City Chic.
Yeah.
Lane Bryant, a little bit too matronly, but I'll get like some stuff from there, like their pants.
It's always like a hit or a miss. Like, I have to like sift through stuff.
Right. I get that.
But it's hard to go clothes shopping. You can just go to the Ivory Mean in Port Jeff and buy stuff on there.
Also, tops that have stuff that written on them.
Shameless plug.
Located at, what's the address card?
98 Main Street, Port Jefferson.
Wait, we also forgot, like, the plus size tops with words written on them. Sassy.
Fat.
Glitter. Glitter.
What else? Bougie. But that's, bougie. Everyone has that.
No, I hate that.
I feel, you hate bougie?
I don't like shirts that have words on them. That's a good thing.
Well, that makes sense because you don't like the Gucci or Balenciaga ones, so that makes sense.
I don't like it at all.
So we don't like a logo, we don't like words, so Cassie doesn't want to read.
Okay, fuck off.
She doesn't want to read at all. If you're by Cassie with anything that's... anything... I don't disagree with you. I don't love it either.
Corinne.
Cassidy.
Do you want me to go start on you?
You can.
No.
Oh.
We're not going to go there today.
Well, you can if you want.
No, don't worry about it.
I think you do that enough, so it's fine.
Okay. Anyway. I have to, and this is probably like my tired. But I don't want to say it.
No, don't say it.
No, it's not. It's just, it has to do with my tired. So wedding season is in full effect.
Okay.
And I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You've been in wedding parties before, correct?
Meh.
You haven't been a bridesmaid?
No, of course
You've
I have.
Never been a... How many times have you been a bridesmaid?
Not that many.
Okay. These days, I am seeing... Okay, so I had a wedding. I'm not going to say what it was, but I had a wedding recently in the last few months, I'll just say, because it's going to give it away. And I am with my... I'm literally with my bride, like, with my bobby pin, bunning her buttons.
Okay.
And I get, like, a bridesmaid, hey, I need help with something. As I'm with my motherfucking bride, my client.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, I'll be with you in a couple minutes. I'm just a little bit busy here.
Okay.
I'll be done. I'll go up to them. Oh, does this look okay? And I'm like, what? I'm like, what am I looking at?
Right.
Do you think I need like a little tape or a little stitch here? And I'm like, you tapped me on the shoulder.
To take me away from the bride.
As I am buttoning up my beautiful bride's satin dress to ask if your tits are laying correctly. It is not about you.
But bridesmaids, you know what my big line
is? My big line is, no one's looking at you. And you know what? When I first started my business, I would never say that.
Uh-huh.
I'll help them and I'll be like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And you're sure? No one's looking at you. No one's looking at you.
That actually reminds me of something. I want to write it down because I don't want to forget to say it after we talk about this.
You would forget it. So you definitely write that down. So anyway, it just got me to thinking, are bridesmaids the villains?
A little bit.
Is it truly,
I
like,
think some
you don't
want to
look like Gravel Gertie, but like no one's looking at
that
you.
Gravel Gertie comes up in every episode.
Do you know what Gravel Gertie is, guys? Okay.
We my talked mother, about it last time.
No, but we don't know who Gravel Gertie actually is. I'm going to read it to you. Okay. My mom used to say all the time, you're not going out of the house looking like Gravel Gertie, or you're not going out of the house looking like Aster's pet horse. That's what she said.
Who's Gravel I'm sorry, Gertie. What? Who's okay, Aster?
So Gravel what? Gertie is a dick, is a character.
Is a dick?
No, like... It's a penis. Gravel Gertie is a penis. Okay. Gravel Gertie is a character from Dick Tracy comic strip, or a type of bunker used in nuclear weapons assembly process. All right, listen. The character Gravel Gertie is a former criminal who becomes a model prisoner and eventually marries... No, I don't know this.
Where are you getting this
into from? Into Brad's Dick Tracy comic. Okay, she is a widow who previously married a man who turned her farm into a gravel pit and died in the pit. She is, when people say that, it's just like, hold on. What does it mean when someone says you look like Gravel Gertie?
You could have just spoke into the phone. Do you do that?
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. It's a made up person and it suggests that you're disheveled and like you just look like a mess.
Yeah, remember we had an argument last week about it because I said trash and you said, I'm not saying they look like trash. I'm saying they look like Gravel Gertie.
Oh, I talked about this last week.
Yeah, and I had to cut it out because you got mad.
I always get mad. Hold on. I want to show you a picture of her Gravel Gertie.
You were like, no, Corinne, I'm not saying people are trash.
Oh, people are definitely trash.
I'll keep it in this week.
Here it is. Gravel Gertie. This is what she looks like.
So yeah, just show us a picture. Like let me see.
Oh. Like you're looking like a hot mess.
That looks like one of those things that they show you on the Facebook. On the Facebook.
Yes, and she lives
when
in a coal
like,
mine.
What two things do you see in this picture? Like, do you see the old woman or do you see the whale? Like,
yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes. If you see two skulls, that means your life is,
Yeah, yeah.
So you just look like a disheveled like mess who lives in the mines. What were we talking about just now?
I have no idea.
Bridesmaids.
Evil bridesmaids.
Just sit down, girl. Like, no one's looking at you, you know? Yeah, we don't want you walking down the aisle looking like trash, but, like, at the end of the day, if your hem is off or if you, like, are missing a little stitch or if your bra strap is slightly hanging out, it's okay because no one is really paying that much attention to you.
I mean, listen, I do believe that they are, like, they're an important part of the bridal party. Like, you know, the bride wants them in there for a reason. But I think when it gets to a point where bridesmaids are making demands, I think that's out of...
I think that's kind of like off...
What's the word? Like off color? Is that what it's called?
Off-kiltered?
Not kiltered. Isn't it like off color?
Off-putting?
Off-putting? Do I have to edit that out?
What's your checklist for somebody who could be a bridesmaid?
Checklist for someone who could be a bridesmaid?
Well, yeah. Like, I'm just saying.
Certain long friendship. I'm like, are you...
That's a good question, Kai. Thank you. My checklist... I think what makes a good bridesmaid is just a good, loyal friend. Someone who's just going to go with the flow.
That's what I think you need. Not I think complain. Someone that needs someone that goes with the flow.
Not say a word about how cold it is outside, that they have to stand outside for a little bit, how windy it is, how hot it is.
What their dress looks like.
What their dress looks like. If they're unhappy with their hair or makeup. If you're unhappy with your hair and makeup, you need to say something to your hair and makeup artist because they will fix it. Okay. So just someone who really literally is there for the day for the bride. Like just shows up for the bride.
Right. Exactly.
And no one else that day.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go.
Thank you so much,
everybody. Go for you. Go for you.
Are you done with me? Is that why you're saying that?
No, I wasn't.
Corinne used to make fun of me because whenever, because I am a very social person, but like if someone's talking to me and I'm like, I'm done with them mentally.
You know what's really funny? I forgot about that.
Yeah.
No, I just used to love that you said it. Like me and Sam used to get a kick out of it.
When I check out, I'd be like, good for you.
Good for you. Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that.
How does Sam say? She goes, good for you.
Because that's the way you used to say it.
Like, so if someone's talking to me like too long, I'm just like, oh my God, good for you. Like,
and they're like, wow,
like, she's so fun. Like, no, really, good for you. Shut the fuck up.
That's really funny that you said that. I actually forgot that's why we used to say it, because that's when you check out. But I don't notice that anymore. When your phrases, I see it in your face.
My phrases.
So I don't need to hear you. I can see it. It's written all over your your body language is more than loud.
I like deflate. I'm like a balloon and then I
I can see her. She's like
yeah. And I'm like, I'm done with this.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Scarlett's the same way too though, my kid.
Yeah. We just loved that you said it. Yeah. I just thought it was like the best thing. Good for you. Sam started that and I was like, yeah, that's exactly what she does.
Thing you wrote down.
Oh. See? Yes. Two things. She's always rushing us. Two things. One, someone commented on, we did a mother's post before we get into the Insta twats of the week, because those, I have a couple that we can talk about. And she said it was on Facebook, and they said it was a mother's dress. They said, pick whichever mom's dress you like. And a couple of the ladies said, it doesn't matter. Nobody's looking at you. But I got to tell you, I disagree. I totally disagree. I feel like if it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be getting married. Like, we need to give the moms a little bit more respect than that. And you know we're always ragging on the moms.
Always.
But in this case, I hate when the moms come to me in the store and they go, oh, I don't want to outshine the bride. You're not going to outshine the bride, but you need to look beautiful.
Let me tell you something.
You need to be, you're a star too.
I say this all the time.
Stop. These older women are really just like pissing
me off.
They're
the fucking worst. What are they called? The funds. Facebook. The funds. Wait. I say this all the time. Before I had my daughter.
Yeah.
And a bride would be complaining to me about her mom. Like sometimes they're a little bit overexplained. I'd be like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. It's not her day. It's your day. Now that I have my little girl.
Yeah.
And they'll be complaining. I'll be like, you know what? I can't say anything. Because when that little angel is married, when she gets married one day, you better believe I am wearing a fucking cape.
Oh, I can't wait until the girls get married.
I can't into 100%.
I'm going all out.
I might. Yeah, no, you have to.
And we have to, because we're in the business.
Right, no, yes.
Like, we can't not. But I'm like,
also, no, I'm doing that it. Is your get daughter. Out of here. Moms and daughters, that is a special bond. And, like, that's your baby. And I will say this is very controversial. I think after the bride, the most important person on the wedding day is the mother of the bride. Not even the groom. Fuck the groom.
Well, I mean,
Screw him. I'm sorry.
He's a guy. They must know that the women come, you know.
The women moms, are important. Man. I don't know. That's just me.
Good for you. That's just for you saying it.
Go for you. Are you done with me? Is that why you're saying that?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Again, with the shit.
I've seen some regal ass mother of the bride dresses lately that are outrageously
I was excited
stunning.
Just to get dressed up for Sam's suite, because like Sid and Gianna's, we were in the backyard, so it was a little more low key, where Sam's, we did like long gowns and stuff. And I was just like, I'm loving this. Like, I love to get dressed up, so.
Yeah.
Any
plus you're
to get
showcasing
dressed up, I'm good,
something
I'm good
that
to
you
go.
Created. Like here, oh, that's her mom. Oh, there's the bride. That's her mom.
Exactly.
That's fucking right.
You're just as important.
100%. I'm gonna say something else too.
Well, boy moms too.
No. Let me say something. I'm gonna say something, Kai. And the day your son gets married, it's gonna be a beautiful day. But mother of the brides, it's a lot. The day of the wedding. Mother of the bride's kind of like that with mother of the grooms. It's just a thing. And I hear
it's like that at the shop too, because if you think about it in the grand scheme of when they come shopping, the mother of the bride sets the tone for the rest of the like mothers and fathers and stuff. So if the mother of the bride, she's supposed to pick her color first. Like, that's like the way that it goes down. And then the mother of the groom kind of is like, okay, she's wearing this, so I'm going to get something that either compliments her or it can't be the same color.
The morning of weddings, like, when everyone's getting glam done, the mother of the groom will usually come and get the glam done and then go back to the house, whatever, and take photos. And, like, we'll be talking about the wedding, and they're always, like, very, oh, it's, you know, it's her day, and, like, you know, that's the mother. It's always, like, what, like, it's my true. Sister Maggie was, when she was getting married, Vincent, her, the mom called my mom, what color you're wearing, I'll wear a different color.
Most moms do
It's
that.
Just, like, a thing, like, your daughter is getting married, and, like, it's just as important with the son, but, like.
It's just different.
I don't want to say they're it. More important, but it's just a different. It's a different process, and it's a different, like,
I think it's an old school thing, it's definitely to be honest with you, thing. And I think that it's just a traditional thing.
What's that word?
And it's
not
just
even.
Things that they like, things that just don't go away. Like, people just hold the tradition of the mom being, like, the mother of the bride, just being, like.
Like, my friend Jody's son's getting married in June, and her daughter got married a couple years ago, Nicole, and she was a lot more involved, and she was a lot more, like, whatever. And now she's like, oh, Julie's mom's doing this, Julie's mom's doing that. You know what I mean? Like, she's kind of, it's just, like, different. It's different.
Yeah,
you know?
It's different. And also, too, when the bride's getting married, you have to realize, too, you have, like, the bachelorette part. I mean, everyone does, like, the bridal showers and stuff, but, like, you have all of these things that lead up for the bride. Like, the whole industry, to be fair, revolves around to the bride.
Yeah.
Like, we don't, you know, dote
bridal
on anybody.
Else. There's no groom attendant.
Some,
actually, I think Ohika has a groom attendant.
Yeah, I believe that. We had, they have, like, a person that checks on them.
Yes.
But they don't have, like, a person that's, like, doting on them. Yeah.
Like, the groom doesn't need help pissing on the day of. Like, the bride, like, you want me to wipe your ass? You got it. Let me put my gloves on.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, everything's about the bride. It's just the way the industry is. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it's very bride.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Insta twats. We have to talk about them because it's kind of like segueing Insta a little bit because they're
dicks. And the funts.
Okay, so on the Traitors video, if anyone saw the dress that we did with the Traitors. Black dresses. Great. Someone, a Jay Fritz, said, that's a nice lard hider. Which made me have a hankering for lard bread. I'm not going to lie.
Thank you, Jay Fritz. Jay Fritz from Sydney, Australia writes in. Wait. Okay. What's next?
Okay. On another one on the Traitors video said, sorry, she looks like a balloon. Not one dress is flattering at all. She didn't put at. She had to put the at sign. I'm a fashion major. Wouldn't recommend one of them. Comment from Felice for Egypt.
Where did she go to fashion school?
I have no idea.
Oklahoma?
And I said to Gianna, you know what? It doesn't even matter.
Again, to all the funts and Insta twats out there, you are lucky that I have a business.
Because I was
if
like,
I didn't,
so
I would hunt you down. I would write to your house. I would mail you dog shit. I am so afraid they're going to shit on my business. But just know that.
Did you know that?
I would tear you down and make your mother's cry.
Stop!
Okay, anyway, go ahead. More. This is funny.
Wait, so this girl, I was actually writing her back.
Wait.
And then I, like, stopped myself because I was like, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't.
Dear
I need
Jay
to make,
Fitz.
Like, a fake page, a different one.
Yeah, like a fake.
But I was like, okay, well, I'm a plus-size person. I'm a mom. I'm this. I'm that. I'm this. And I'm like, so you're a fashion... What does that mean? Did you graduate? Like, unless you come to me and say, I am, like, I don't know.
Unless you're like, I am Donatella Versace.
Yes! Oh my God! Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth!
You took the words right out of my mouth. Is that Meatloaf? It must have been you.
I don't like
Meatloaf. Again, if you came to us and said, I still wouldn't give
like
a
Meatloaf,
shit.
I don't like Meatloaf, the singer,
anyway,
or the dinner.
You're disgusting.
You're disgusting.
In both aspects. Love Meatloaf.
Are you okay?
Rest in peace. Paradise by the Dashboard Life. I would do anything for love. Epic music. Shut up. A music video and Meatloaf. Delicious. Next. Next.
Do you put
next.
Olives? Do you put olives in your meatball? In your. Oh, I bought you a buzzer. It's in the back. Gianna, Kai, go run and get them.
Bitch.
They're on my desk.
Bitch. We went through this whole.
No, wait. Pause. Hold
no,
on.
No. It's not funny anymore. We'll
yes,
do the
it
next.
Is.
No, we'll do the next
no,
one.
No, you have to buzz it, though.
Okay,
don't
next.
Do it until I give you the next
give me
one.
More.
Wait for Kai. I'm going to leave this in because
so
you're
far,
all,
the Lord
she's
hires.
All fucking amped up
the
right
Lord
now.
The Lord hires my favorite one. So
the
far.
Lord. No, don't buzz it.
Oh, wait, give it to me. Give me my buzzer. Okay, give me. Which one? Are they both make the same noise?
No.
Does it go, wah! That's what I want. If it doesn't make that noise, return it. Next.
You
got
to do it. Okay. On the mom versus bride video. Oh my God. Jay Fritz again.
What a. Yeah. Yes.
Fritzy.
Pull him up. Let's see.
Pull him up, Gianna.
Female or male?
I already have a cow.
She definitely went to school in Oklahoma then, or somewhere. Does she have a cow?
I don't know. I don't know her or him. Is it a woman or a man? Okay, this is a good one. Ready?
Instagram, call her. Be like, hey, you're on the podcast.
Oh my God.
Can we see your cow?
Can we do that? Can we see you? Show me your cow.
Next. Hurry, she'll be like, look
in the mirror. On Mom vs. Bride video, she needs Stacey London to help her. And that was from Joanne Bracht. Stacey London from What Not to Wear. Gianna asked the same thing. She goes, who's Stacey London?
I know, I knew that. With the
Clinton
white.
Kelly went Clinton to Kelly,
yeah. Yeah, I know. With the white hair, with the white, love her.
Yeah.
What the fuck is she wearing in her profile photo?
They've said that to us before. They're like, oh, they need Randy. She needs Randy Finley. No, you don't. I'm like, Randy, get out of here, man.
No. I want, this is not it. I want the yes, yes, no from Best Buy. Trash.
Can I tell you, do not throw those.
I don't want them.
I did not know that those were the sounds that they made, and I bought
this
a pack of
terrible.
Four. It's terrible.
It needs to be.
Isn't that terrible?
Throw these out.
Last one. Mom vs. Bride video. This is from Dion Voller. Neither. Mums make her look like twice the size, and daughter's pics look like cheap underpants.
That's a pretty expensive underpants. What's her name?
Dion Voller.
Okay, cunt. Okay. Well, you're all.
Those are our Insta twats of the week. Yay! Fuck you all.
Fuck you all. And your pets. And your dogs. Okay. Anyway, thick and tired. My thick and tired are the same.
So are mine.
They're both the same thing. My thick and tired are wedding season. So happy it's wedding season. It's going great. But I am so... I forgot how insane it is. Like, busy. Like, you've noticed I haven't, like, answered much and, like...
She doesn't even talk to me.
No, I'm, like... Because I'm just,
she'll
like,
call me
non-stop.
On, like, Monday and then she'll be like, or sorry, I'll do, I'm, big, I'm like, so busy this week. I didn't get to call you.
Or I'm big on, like, hello, and then I won't answer. Just to let you know I'm thinking about you. Sometimes I do that. Sometimes I text people,
she does
hello.
That a lot.
Hey,
hello.
What's up? Now you're not getting anything else out of me. That's all you get. Just know that I'm thinking about you. Next. Stupid fucking things. All right, what's your thinking?
You part? Just literally took a picture on my phone.
Did it do it again?
No. You must have, like, shook the table or something.
Get these out of my face. What? No, literally. I want new ones. Awful. Is that a boat?
I don't know what the fuck that
next.
Is.
Next. What's your thick and tired?
So, it's two different things. So, I'm
Are you fucking drunk?
I'm stuck in my own brain right now. Because... This morning, I said to my husband, we're turning into the Baldwins, but with animals.
You and the Baldwins.
You don't even know what happened.
What happened?
So.
Did you get more pets?
My father-in-law came up from Florida for Easter. Yeah. And he brought his puppy with him. And when he got here, he was like, we were like, oh my God, he's so cute, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, do you guys think that you could keep the puppy until July?
So now you have a puppy and you have a new dog?
He's 6 months old. He's already like potty trained and stuff. So my brother-in-law got my father-in-law. Well, he got a dog. And my father-in-law already has two full-grown dogs. He has a like a doodle mix.
So why did he get a... Dave? Dave got
a
dog.
Yeah, Dave got a dog. And then I guess he's like vacationing around. So now Joe has been taking care of this puppy. And I think it's, you know, he's going to be 80 years old. So he came up and he's like, oh, do you guys think that you can take, are you?
I'm trying to not yawn. That's your dog. You're never going to, he's never taking it back. You know that, right?
Yeah.
What's its name?
Duke.
Like Dookie?
Dookie. That's what I call him. Dookie.
Is it?
I actually call him Dookalicious because he's really handsome. He's super cute. Picture. He's a golden doodle. Yeah, I'll have to plug one in.
I don't like dogs.
John, you have? John will give me. I know you don't like dogs.
Well, congratulations.
He's little.
So you
he's
have a
little.
New
he's
like
double
little?
The size of Aurora.
Oh, he's cute.
He's very.
All right, cute. Whatever. So you that's have it. A new dog. So
yeah,
you're like
cute.
Dr. Doolittle
like,
at the house.
But I'm like, what is happening? Like, It's like my thick and my tired. Because, like, he's so cute and I just want to be like, Dookie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but now that you have, now you have another mouth to feed.
It's another animal. So now we have 5 dogs, 1 cat.
Oh, fuck that. That sounds like my hell.
It's like my house is literally going to the dogs.
No, it literally is. You might as well just move out. Get an apartment, guys.
I might as well at this point.
Are you going to get, like, giraffes in the backyard when the palm trees come
and
in?
And elephants, I'm thinking.
Literally.
We could just have, like, a tropical...
So I'm going to walk into the backyard and see, like, gorillas eating fucking bananas behind your palm tree shit.
I said Kai should just come and, like, follow me around the house like a reality TV show. Because it's, like, mass chaos in my house. And then when Sam, Little Sam. When she found out about the dog and had heard Joe, because Paul had said, oh, you know, Papa wants to know if we can keep the dog.
Yeah, you're keeping
Sam
that
almost
dog.
Had, like, a nervous breakdown.
Because she probably can't stand it either.
She's like, no more dogs. Whatever, man.
So that's your fake entire? Like,
well, first of all, what were we supposed to say to him? No?
Yeah, no, I don't think we can accommodate Joe, Dad.
Yeah, but I feel bad.
So that's your dog. So congrats. So now you got Duke, Aurora. What's the cat that scratched my child's face?
Lily.
Good. Granted, Scarlett was antagonizing it.
She hugged it, and okay. Cats don't usually like to be hugged tightly like that.
Right.
To be fair, though, we were not. I should have said. Well, I think we did, but she's a kid.
And she don't give a shit.
They all do the same thing with the cats. Every kid that comes in, Sadie, Rocky, Scar, they all do the same thing. John Romeo and his little, don't hug the cats. Don't just stay away from the cats.
Don't hug the cats because they'll fucking maul you, Scar. Okay. Anyway. I hate dogs. Okay.
I know I do. But listen, I always put the dogs away when you come over.
You do.
Except for Aurora.
And it's not that please.
Aurora's 2 pounds.
Listen, there's two people I don't want to fuck with. Swifties, don't fuck with the Swifties, or people that like dogs. If you say you hate either one of them, they'll come for you. Your throat.
I don't care if you hate dogs.
I see these things.
I respect you still.
You can always tell, like, I don't trust someone who doesn't like dogs. Like, go fuck yourself. No, nicest person ever, and I love everybody.
Can I say something? I feel like
I'm gonna press my buzzer, but it's like the Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse.
Can I say something?
Where did you get them?
Amazon.
I said go to Best Buy and get the yes, no buttons. Yes, no, yes. Hilarious. Amazon.
What was I thinking trying to have them here between 4 and 8 a.m.? Fucking stupid me.
What do you mean?
I was last night. It was like, oh my God. She asked about the buzzers. So I tried to do a nice thing. You can take that buzzer and shove it up your fucking butthole now.
Ding dong. Who's there? Get it out of my face. Yes, no buzzers. Thank you.
How about thank you?
No, I'm not thankful. I hate them.
I have something to say.
Okay, sure.
I think that cat people are way crazier than dog people. If you don't like cats...
Yes, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Thank you. I agree. And I'm not... Like, cats are fine, but I'm not like... people get, like, rip-roaring mad if you talk shit about cats. I think dog owners are, like, Gen Xers of the world. They're like, whatever. So you don't fucking... You don't like the dog... Whatever. Who cares? I'll put the fucking dog away. I think
people, like, some people have, like... I don't know.
I think cat people...
Do you know that Love and Leashes, Emily and Tracy? Shout out to them. My favorite people ever in the world. They're pet attendants. And I love them. I'm just Lovely Lemons. They were at
I remember
her opening. Very I'm cute. Obsessed with them. They did a wedding with me a couple of months ago at Larkfields, and like they brought this dog, beautiful dog. Sky was the dog's name, like blue eyes, like really whatever. And they're amazing at what they do. I don't know how they do it because I have no fucking patience. Like Scarlett is a lot, but I can't. So like they were standing there holding the dog, and I whispered to him like, I can't stand dogs. And they both were like, and I was like, I'm just letting you know. Like do do do, but why? I just don't like. I don't.
She's not an animal lover, but I think that people. I'm not. I don't judge people if they don't love animals. That's you. Like that's your thing. Like you just don't love. You're not an animal lover. Like that's okay. But animal lovers that look down on people that don't love animals. Yeah. Like what? Why? Right. What? Don't you have better things to do with your fucking time?
Don't like. Like,
like who's got time to judge? We listen and we don't judge.
A dog when she asks for one?
No, absolutely not.
No, she's no way. No,
absolutely not.
I can't see that happening.
Mommy, can I have a puppy? Fuck off. That's what I'll
say. Yeah, get her a stuffed dog.
She has 17 stuffed dogs. No, I'm not getting a shit. She loves dogs. The neighborhood dogs love Scarlett. We'll walk by, hi, Scarlett. She'll be like, hi, Jake. You know, like, whatever. But, like, no, absolutely not. I can't. I just, the hair in my house, picking up the dog shit, like, Anything that has four legs and can't wipe its own ass, I just don't want anything to do with it.
Well, we have poopy gone, so we don't
pick up dog shit. I don't know what that is.
It's when a person comes to your house and picks up all the dog poop in your backyard.
Okay.
I need that.
You do. It's
like,
amazing.
The dog doesn't wipe its ass after it's done pooping, and they come in and they rub their fucking ass.
Well, I mean, I have five, so probably one's licking somebody
else's
ass.
That's the thing. Like, that's, I'm, like, it's right here. I could, if I opened up my mouth, I would fucking vomit all over this thing. Anyway. Until next week, hopefully we have the proper buzzers and my Botox will be stiffened so you'll all see it. I got this done, my crow's feet, and I got this. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, you look glowy.
Thank you. Until next week.
See you next Tuesday.